begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Mem Dal. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the Masech. This begins the words of the Gemara. Umaner, if a lamp the lahachi avida b'chulu, that this is what it's meant for, etc. Which taste comes to explain the question of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak from this that you could move a new lamp but not an old lamp. That is the Gemara brought to Hidmer Rav that says the following halacha: a bed that was designated for money is forbidden to move because it's muktzah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was bothered. He says, I don't understand. He says, we have Allah in the Mishnah, you're allowed to move a new lamp, just not an old one. Now, if a lamp which is made for lighting, but when it's new, if you didn't light with it yet, you're allowed to move it. So a bed which is not designated for it. And isn't there a kol shekein that if by just designating it, if you didn't put on any money, that for sure it should be permitted to go ahead and move it. Pish B'Kunj Rashi explains, the dayik, the inference of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, is midiktani from the fact that we learn the Mishnah, avalo yashon. But not an old lamp, which is mashma, that sounds like dafke yashin. Only an old lamp you can't. Av a chadosh, but a new one. A fili yichdo, even if it was designated to light, you let him move it because you didn't yet reject it actively. So therefore, for sure, a bed, which is not even meant for money purposes, it shouldn't become forbidden just by designating it. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. That Taisa asks, because but the reason is bothered because delamai demasig nami, then this that the Gemara concludes also. The Gemara ultimately amends his teaching and says it's mita sheyichda regarding a bed that was designated and okay, you're right, just designated itself is not going to make it forbidden, but and additionally money was put on it, then it's forbidden to move it. But you're right, if it was just designated, then it's permitted to move it. On that is the re tikshalei miner shel mateches, but then we should still ask based on Rashi that it's coming from the Salocha the Mishnah, we should ask from a metal lamp. The Shah Rabbi Huda permits to move it afil yichadoi, even if it was designated la'el midiktani from the fact that we learned chutz min haner shet liku babayis Shabbos, said except for a lamp that was lit that Shabbos, which is muktzah machmas iser. Ava lohid liku babayis Shabbos, but if it wasn't lit that Shabbos, ava b'shayichta, even if it was designated with liku babachoy, and it was lit at one point during the weekday, we see Rabbi Huda holds Shari, it's permitted. But why? Why is it different than a bed? You have the same question, the way Rashi's logic explains it, where it was designated to put money on it. And you put money in it, we say, if you did it even during the weekday, it's going to be forbidden to move it on Shabbos. Why is it any different than the case of the metal lamp, where it was designated, and you went and you moved it, and you lit it during the weekday? Why over there is it permitted? So therefore, Vanilla Reed appears to the Reed that actually delayed Daiklal. Nachman Yitzchak is not coming from an inference that a lamp that was designated for lighting is permitted to be moved. Midiktani from the fact that the way Rashi says, because it says Avalo Yashin, that oh, but you can't move an old lamp. No, that's not where he's coming from. Eladavka b'ner shel cheres hu dekama, because specifically Rav Nachman was talking about a lamp made out of earthenware, where there, if you're designated for lighting, that you're permitted to move it, and that's what he's saying the logic is. If regarding an earthenware lamp, the lahachi avida, that this is what it's made for, meaning shetchilis asiyasa hilad laka, the intention of making a lamp is for lighting. The havakama yichid, it's like you're designated. What does that mean? Tez explains. Shemiyad, shemed likim b'pamachas, and that's why it's specifically, he's saying it, not like Rashi being medayik from the Mishnah, it's specifically regarding that of an earthenware lamp, where shemiyad, shemed likim b'pamachas, one time that you light it, nemesis, it becomes disgusting. Ve'ein ru l'tash mesha'achar, because earthenware, it gets this, you can't clean it well, and therefore it has no other utility. Well, the kach, t'chiles asiyas, and therefore its initial making was in elavad laka, was only for lighting. Ava bishru u l'tash mesha'achar, although Tess explains, even though essentially, technically, it is fit for some other utility, ben asi lahadloka, between when it was made and if you never lit it yet, but still, it's not made for that. Shein ze'el is manmud, because that would only be a short amount of time between when you made it and when you lit it, because once you light it, it's already disgusting. You can't use it for anything else. So it was regarding the earthenware lamp, regarding a bed, that was Rav Nachman Yitzchak's question. If an earthenware lamp, which its initial making is for lighting, you're allowed to move it, even though really it's going to be only for lighting the second you light it, for sure a bed where you designated for putting money in it, for sure be permitted to move it. Because here it for sure has some other utility before the time when you use it in its prohibited element. But regarding a metal lamp, says Taisus, Its making is not just for lighting itself. At any point in time, you could use it from other utility. And therefore, they don't consider its initial making only for lighting. And that's why Rav Nachman Yitzchak did not ask from the metal lamp on the case of the bed. Because we see that by a metal lamp, the Rabbi Yehuda, as that was Taisa's question on Rashi, we do find that Rabbi Yehuda permits to be moved. And therefore, he wasn't coming from the inference of the halacha, the Mishnah, because then technically from the Maskan, you could also ask. No, he's asking from the logic of the Neir Shel Cheres, where that's what he's saying, how could it be, which is not difficult, the Maskanim. How could you say that that's going to be less severe than that of the bed? That was the question that was being asked over here in the Gemara. The next taste of Maskan begins the words of the Gemara. Lo hinich le mois. If you didn't put money on it, then mutl tala, it's permitted to move it. Just come to explain what's the difference between a bed and a lamp, and like, for example, that of the trumpets, which the Gemara concludes that a bed that's designated to put on money, if you put on money, then you can't move it. But if you didn't put on money, even though it was designated, then you could move it. So Tay says, says, what's with a trumpet? To us, the Gemara previously quoted Nav Lamed Vav Men Aleph, that re explains that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to move over there. There, the halacha is actually Da'asa Filloi Takaba. Unlike what we're saying over here. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's forbidden to move it, even if you never blew on that trumpet, ever. Why is it different? Why are we saying here it's designated for something permanent, and it's only if you actually use it? Why by the trumpets, even if you never used it? So he says, because the chatzaitz is lechazi elatzikia. The trumpets have no utility but to blow, which is a prohibited element. Vein lechalik ben takal le'takal. Therefore, there's no reason to differentiate if you ever blew on it or you didn't. Therefore, it's always going to be us. The meat of an air, but regarding a bed and a lamp, chazal tashma shachrin, it has some other utility. So therefore, it's not going to be forbidden to move unless if you went and you first used it, let's say the bed with the money or the lamp with lighting it. Turning next to the Maskat, it begins the words of the Gemara, Yeshala Mois, if there's money on it, asal tatla, then it's forbidden to be moved. Tais explains, first of all, that a bed that has money on it, it's forbidden to be moved, specifically if you put the money on Shabbos intentionally. And second of all, that why can't you prove from here, regarding which is machlekes is brought elsewhere, that you don't say muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. The Gemara brought that a bed that was not designated for money, so if there's money in it, you can't move it. But if there's no money, then you're permitted to move it. So Taisa says this that we said regarding a bed that was not designated for money, but if the money's on, you're not allowed to move it. Says Taisa, al-karchach b'maniachari, must be talking about where it was intentionally placed on the bed. Why? Because the b'shachach, because it was forgotten there, it's not in the night. The Gemara later on called m'beis teaching the Mishnah, that menahar karva hay knifeless. You could just shake the pillow and they could fall off. And we don't say that the pillow, the blanket, became a basis ladava asr as a base for a prohibited thing and you're not allowed to move it. Because to make it a base, it has to be that you did it intentionally and you designated. And therefore, even if the money would be on it, like our Gemara says, you're not allowed to move it, must be it was intentionally placed. Now, more of it says, b'menich b'shabbos ari. Has to be told that the money was placed there on Shabbos. Why? Because it was placed for me before Shabbos. And it was, so therefore, if it was before Shabbos and you're saying the money's still on, that means it was there during twilight, then the other case that we said, when the money's not on it, then actually also taught they would be forbidden to move it. Could they come and save it the milsa? Like the conclusion of the Gemara here says, that if it would be forbidden because so obviously, this that we said it has to be intentionally placed, here what we're discussing must be that it was intentionally placed on Shabbos. Because again, if it was from before Shabbos, then it would be forbidden even if the money's not on it. But then Tais is bothered, but kosher, so it's difficult. How do we have both of these variables? How could it be that it was intentionally placed on Shabbos, but that you can never have such a case because you're not allowed to move money to put intentionally on Shabbos on the bed? So says, what you could say is, yes, you could say it's talking about where a non-Jew or a child went and intentionally placed it l'das Yisrael for the purposes of the Jewish person who wanted over there. That's how the bed becomes a basis, l'dava ha'aser, as a base for a prohibited thing for the money. Now, but then Tais asks a different question. So if that's the case, and if you're going to say, then why can you not prove from over here? Why doesn't the Gemara bring in Beyad of Chavav and Beis arrive from our Gemara? Dei muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, that you don't say something muktzah for half a Shabbos, because here we see in our Gemara that it's only when the money's on it you're not allowed to move it. But after you took the money off, you're allowed to move it. Since the money wasn't on the Erev Shabbos, okay, you didn't have Migi Diskatzil Ben Hashemashas, but on one point of the Shabbos it was muktzah, so you see obviously you don't say that automatically become muktzah for the rest of the Shabbos. Why don't you bring a raya from this Gemara? So it says, what you could say is, because you could explain this case, yes, so it's placed with intention of the Jewish person, like we said, has to be, it was intentionally placed to end on Shabbos, but you could say that it was intentionally placed for the Jew kedei lasir machasha, with the intention of taking it off after an hour. And therefore, it's like something which, although it's mukta now, but it could be, and it's in the hand of the person to undo that. Oh, then we don't say something is going to be mukta because it's not just dependent on nature. A person is waiting for it to be undone, and therefore that's why we're not going to say mukta l'chatzis Shabbos. Now, Taisa says, "L'may de prishis l'el." This that we had previously said in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and Taisa de Maskel Ba'id No Love. The Hadi Yesh Mukta L'chatzis Shabbos, that we said that this, that there is an opinion that holds if something's mukta for part of Shabbos, it becomes mukta for the rest of Shabbos. We said Hayinu B'Isa Achilu, so that's only regarding the prohibition of consuming it, of eating it. V'loy B'Tiltel, not for moving. Because everyone agrees there, you don't say Mukta L'chatzis Shabbos, also Shabbos, and then anyway, it's not difficult. Why didn't the Gemara prove from our Sugya? Because here we're not talking about eating, here we're talking about moving, and we said for moving, everyone agrees that you don't say Mukta L'chatzis Shabbos. The next Taz the Masla begins the words of the Gemara, Mukhni Shalah, it's Mukhni. It's wheel. Shteis comes to explain that something that has a tumas medrus is not compared to a sock, and it's mekabel tuma even if it's not metaltel mali v'rekum. Which the Gemara brought that this, that a bed that doesn't have money, allowed to move it on Shabbos, that's only if the money wasn't on the Rebbein Nishmashas. But if there was money Rebbein Nishmashas, if you're benefit to move it, even if the money's not on it right now, because migidis katsila Rebbein Nishmashas, katsila kuluyam. I think Gemara asks, we have this mission regarding muchnishla, the wheel of a wagon, where we had many different halachas, and one of them was that you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, the wheel, if it has money on it. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, that if the money was not on it, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, even if it was Dibba Ben Nishmashas, and you see, we don't say Migidus Katsila Ben Nishmashas, Katsila Kuliyama. Now, Taisa brings that Pish B'Kohen, just Rashi explains, that what's this wheel? The Gabi Shida Tnan Lama Masechtas Kalim. It's regarding a Shida, which Rashi can explain in a second what that is, and this is the wheel of that Shida, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Kalim in the 18th parak. Now, what's this Shida? What's this box? It's a carriage. It's a wagon for men and for women. And this is the wheel of that carriage. But Taisa says, Ve'inir la Reed, this doesn't seem to be the correct interpretation to the Reed. Because the Ichaz Yila Medrus, if this is a carriage for people, which means say it's fit for people to sit on and to lay on, which is what Medrus, Tumas Medrus, is when people sit on it. So then, lo shayich ba medida. Then it's not applicable for one of the cases mentioned there in the Mishnah was regarding measuring. We said the wheel cannot be part of it for the measuring for it to be 40 saw, because once it's 40 saw, it's not makabel tum anymore. But if it's for measures, there is no element of about measuring it to 40 saw, because the lo iskish lasak. Because when it's for medrus, somebody could have a tum of medrus that people could sit on it. That's not compared to the sackcloth. And v'loy be'in the metaltim olabrik, and you don't need that it should be something that's less than 40, so that it can be moved both when it's full and when it's empty. How do we know this? K'demuchim perek elu mumen, as the Gemara in B'chayis Tav L'mechess of an Alv is obvious. Because the parak, the Gemara asks over there, that v'she'en lo'y ta'ich, if something does not have a receptacle, meaning it's what's called pshut tekelim, it's just a flat vessel. B'kli shetif, regarding wooden vessels. So the Gemara asks, mekabel tumahu, do you think it's really able to contract tumah? But the pasuk compares the wooden vessels to the sackcloth, which has to have a receptacle to be mekabel tuma. The Gemara answers, b'hanach the chazal medrasayis. We're talking about these wooden vessels that are fit for people to sit on, like a chair or a bench. And what do we see from that Gemara? Since it's fit for medras, for that type of a tuma, it's mekabel tuma even if it doesn't have a receptacle, because whatever has tumas medras is not compared to a sock, so it doesn't need to have a teich. So therefore, the same thing over here, right? This wagon, since you tell me it's meant for people to sit on, so it's not compared to a sackcloth, and therefore, even if it's more than 40 saw, it's not metaltel moli v'reik, and it's still good mekabel tumah. So because of this, Taisus brings that lekach nira, the Reed disagrees, and it appears to him that the ein asui el lekelim, this wagon is not for people, it's only for vessels, and therefore it doesn't have tumas medrash, and then give it then, yeah, that's why it would be only up till 40 saw. So based on this, you have to explain, which is difficult according to the Ri, v'adam l'kam in perek Rebbe Akiva, and this that the Gemara brings later on, the pedalim and alf, that shalish tevis, and there's three different boxes regarding the laws of being mekabel tumah. You have a tevis shepischa mitzida, you have a box that's open on the side, which people could sit on it because the opening is not on the top, it's on the side. So tumei medrash, so it could have a tumah of medrash because it's fit for people to sit on it. Milmal, if the opening is on the top, where obviously people cannot sit on it, So tamei mes. So it could have it's a receptacle. It could become tamei from a dead person. Pirish, but the understanding is of a medrash loy, but could not have a tumah of medrash because it's not fit for sitting. Lafisha oimrim, because they say to the person who's sitting on it, amoid v'nasa machtene, get up and let us do our work with it. We can't open it because you're sitting on it. So it cannot be b'kabel tumah of medrash. And the third box is v'abob mida, and then you have the box that comes with a measurement, meaning it's very big. Tayr maklum, then it doesn't have any tumah. Pirish, because we're talking about sheish lamem sa, that it's the size of 40 sa, so it cannot be metalta moli bereket. But it sounds like that every box that is the 40 sa is going to be tar, even all the boxes we mentioned before, even if it's opening from the side and it's fifth tumas medrash. Well, that rejects what we just said before, that if it's rolla tumas medrash, it's not going to have the limitation of 40 sa. So I'm a reader. He says, no, the Tzarech Lem, what you have to say over there is like koya pescha mitzida, that this halacha of bob mid is not going on if the opening is on the side. Because to the contrary, the kiv and the chazil medrash, there you're right. If it's fit for people to sit on because the opening is only on the side, then that follow bob mid. Then even if it is so large, even if it's bigger than 40 sa, tamei would be makabat tamei kibrish, like we explained, and that's I have to explain according to the reason interpretation. Now, the next taste of Masatas begins the words of the Gemara, Ve'imat selis ima ba'ila mes. And the wheel also doesn't save with the wagon regarding the tumah of oil hames. Tasting that comes to explain the halacha of this muhni that we're saying that it doesn't save in the oil hames. That is this is the Mishnah in Kalim that said since the wheel is removable, so it's not considered attached and it doesn't get measured with it and it doesn't save in the oil hames. Now Pirush B'Kunshi explains what's this oil hames that we're talking about. It's talking about actually be based on kvaros. We're talking about it in the cemetery, where although the wagon itself saves the vessels that are inside of it, because since it's 40 sa, the wagon itself is not mekabel tumah. But what the Mishnah is saying is, shehakelim, and here the gears is important, that those who add on the mem over here, me'al do'ifni hashida, but the vessels that are higher than the walls of the wagon, which is important because it's obvious from, it would seem to be obvious from Tais's question on Rashi, that his understanding over here, not as some of Farshim explained in Rashi, that the vessels in the wagon are going over the wheels of the wagon, but rather it's in the height higher than the wheels than the walls of the wagon, but it's not actually leaning over the wheels. It's just higher on. That's what we're saying there in the Mishnah, that oh, the wheels are not going to protect these vessels. It's not going to save it because it's not part of the wagon itself. And it's like its own kli, which is not 40, so on there, it is makabot, but it's not chaitz, it's not going to save those vessels. But Vakashatais has it difficult because the mi yavi tumah lekelim. Then who is going to bring tumah on the vessels that you need the wheels to save it? In other words, since you're telling me that the wagon is in the cemetery, not in, as we'll see shortly, in what the simple translation of the word oila mes means, like in an overhang that's over it. So the vessels inside could only become tumah from beneath it, where the cemetery is beneath it, not from the sides and not on the top. So since beneath it, the wagon is separating in front of the vessels, because it's the wall of the wagon is stopping, the floor of the wagon is stopping the tumah. So how could the vessel become tumah to say that the wheel's not going to separate from the tumah, but a tumah of a cemetery cannot come from the side, only from the bottom, and from the bottom it is being protected. So Mefarsh Rivoh, he gives a different interpretation. He says, the Ma'i Rishapin, though you could literally translate the halacha of the Mishnah, the Kaima Hashida Bo'il HaMes, not like Rashi said in the cemetery. It's talking about in the Oil HaMes, in the canopy, in the house where there's a dead person, not in the cemetery, which the Tumah, therefore, is in the whole ear space. Now, so if it's in the whole ear space, so how is the wagon protecting it? Because in Mukaf is Summit Pasal, we're talking about that it's covered with a tightly fastened seal all around the wagon, and therefore it protects whatever's inside of it from being Mekabel Tumah. Now, as Rashi, as the Rivo forewarns, that the Avagav decliates. Now, although a wooden vessel, which is what this wagon is, in a matzel, but some apostle actually does not have the halacha of saving with a tightly fastened seal. That's only by like a klicheres, because since this wooden vessel could contract tumah from the outside, so since it could be mekabel tumah, whatever's mekabel tumah cannot be chaitzis b'fnei tumah and separate. But as Tais explains, heichad mekabel arbam sub. But since we're saying this wooden vessel, this wagon is so large that it's the size of 40 sa, then matzel that it does save the vessel that inside of it, kivnu lo mekabel tumah, because Now it's not makabel tumah because it's so big. So then, therefore, it could be chaitzitz with the tightly fastened seal. Kedam mesachet kelim. Actually, as we learned this in mesachet kelim, the mission there describes ve'elu matzilim matzamet pasul. These are the things that could rescue with a tightly fastened seal. So you have kli glala mechul. You have the dungware vessels, which they're not makabel tumah. The kli etatoyim. One of the cases is a pure wooden vessel. What do I mean a pure wooden vessel? It means to say that it's so large, bigger than 40 saw, which therefore it's not makabel tumah, and therefore it could protect with a tightly fastened seal. Now, moreover, what the Riva now gains now, what the Ein Tzarich Lemi, you don't have to say like Rashi says now, the Muchni Yesh Le Beis Kibul, that's the wheel has a receptacle, and because it's Mekabel Tumah, therefore it cannot separate from the Tumah. No, El Rashi says you could say simply, Pshuti Kli Eitzu, it doesn't have a receptacle, it's a flat wooden vessel, this wheel. And you're right, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So then what are we talking about that it doesn't save from the Tumah? So it explains the Riva, because the case is like this. V'yesh nekiv b'shid de'betzida. There's a hole in this wagon on this side, which that is where Tumah could come into from Oil HaMes. But, and v'akelim u'techashid, and the vessels are inside the wagon. But v'hamuchni chefefesham. But where that hole is, that's where the wheel hovers over there. U'mema'etes eisen nekiv. And in that hole, it diminishes the size of the hole, where you don't have the size of a handbreadth in the hole, which the minimum measurement of Tumah entering in the area has to have a share of a tefach. But come, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Kiven in the Shmetas, but since the wheel is removable, so it's not going to diminish it, and therefore it will have a share of a tefach, and therefore it's not going to protect it, and therefore all the vessels inside will become Tumah. Now, as Tosfos explains, because the Dafka ki mevat lesham, because it's only when you nullify something over there, then memayit bechalon. Then it's going to diminish the area of the window, meaning of the cavity of the space. Which here we're saying it's not going to nullify that space because there's something that's removable. It's not nullified over there. And if you're not nullifying of it, it's not going to diminish the airspace in the window or a hole. But like it's obvious in the Gemara Babasach of Chavim and Beis, because the Parak, the Gemara there as a Hadik Tami. Regarding this that we learned, the Klicheres Memayit Bachalim says that a earthenware vessel diminishes the space of a window from letting Tumma between a room that has a Tumma of a mess to go into another room where there's a window. Where if you're diminishing it, the window, by the earthenware vessel, that you don't have now an area of a handbreadth, the Tumma is not going to go through. And that the Gemara asks, but Hoka Chazilei, but what do you mean? The earthenware vessel is fit to be used, has utility. And Pirish, what the question in the Gemara is, and Velemavat al-Hasim, you're not nullifying it over there, you're not keeping it over there forever. So the Gemara's question is, how is it diminishing the space? Mashani, the Gemara answers the Metunaf. The earthenware vessel is dirty, where it has no utility, and therefore, yeah, Yemavatl over there. So we see that specifically where Yemavatl a Kli to close up the hole, that's where it's going to be chaitzis. But if you're not being vatal over there, then it's not going to be chaitzis. That's what's saying over here in this halacha, that since it's removable, so therefore you're not being vatal, and therefore it's not going to close up the hole, and therefore it's not matzal. Now, additionally, Tesis qualifies and explains, but it has to be told about regarding this muchni, that we're saying it's not saving because it's not being mavutl over there, but it's only because it doesn't close up the whole hole. It diminishes less than tefach, but you're not mevatal, therefore it's not going to be considered as if it's diminishing. But it's only because it doesn't close up the whole hole. Because actually, if it was closing up the whole entire hole, then nafila einam avat lisham, even if you're not nullifying over there, actually seisim, it would close it up. Because on parak bas, like the Gemara, the last parak in Avkuf Nazayin, Manaf, the end of this mesachta, brings, b'me abashol ben batnas, the days of abashol ben batnas, pokokwes am orbit tefech, they closed up a window with a earthenware flask, and vahasam loy bitluhu. And I mean, and we see that it was considered like closing it up, that Tumah couldn't get through, and they did not nullify the flask over there. As Tyson proves, Shim Bitlu B'Shabbos, because the story took place on Shabbos. If they actually nullified over there, Hayichai B'Shem Bainya, they would have been violating of building, because Domei Stephen Olabinya, they would be adding on, because you'd be Mivatl over there, it's like adding another brick, adding onto the building. Elavad the B'Lei Bitla Ayri. Obviously, they didn't nullify it over there, but Falachis Eisim still closed it up. So obviously we have to say that here it's talking about that it didn't totally close up the hole, because then even though it's not bottle, it would close it up. Now, moreover, as Tesis continues to prove, ubekli eitz amrina nami beperek bas in Megillah. Also, what we're told about over here regarding a wooden vessel, which is what this wagon is made of, we also say in the last parak of Megillah, the chavav mabeis, hahi beknish deramoyim. We say the same concept. as we're saying in the last sugya in Shabbos, in Tafkuf Nazayin Manav, the Gemara there in Megillah says that he be kanish deramayim. This shul in Rome, that the psicha lahu adrenum, that the shul is opened up to a certain room, that have a machti bamesi, that they had a dead people over there. Now, boy kahani lemezi litzlihasim, the kahanim wanted to come to daven in the shul, and they couldn't because it was opened up to a room where there was dead people, and that could be problematic for the kahanim because the tumah comes in, and I'll become tummy. So only the rabbi, they said to rabbi, and he said to them, zilu dolu tivusa, go ahead, move the ark, v'yisvu above, put it there by the entryway, blocking that room with the tumah mess from the shul. So that's like the ark is a huge vessel. It's a wooden vessel that's made to stay stationed in one place, and therefore it's not makabel tumah because it's not moved when it's mali, which has to be similar to sak, and therefore it's not makabel tumah, and therefore it's going to be chaitzis. Now says Taisa mistama lohim avat neishem, and we could presume that there they didn't nullify the ark to stay there. Shall we say for tamanichem teichem? Because what do you mean? The Torah scroll is in there, and they need to return that to the place where they could read from the Sefer Torah. So obviously, that when you come into closing the entryway, it's going to be chaitz b'fnei atuma, even if it's not vatl over there. Because since right now it's not top the malibreken, it's like a permanent thing, and there would be chaitzes. Now, umi, however, says Taisa, teven v'gregris, but regarding straw and dried figs. Ain lehem din kelim. They don't have a status of a vessel to be chaitzis befnei hatumah. They're dafila seis mekalachan. Although we just established a premise that if it closes up the whole window, you don't need mevatlet. Not only by that window, but even by, let's say, wooden vessels. But straw and dried figs would be different. That dafila seis mekalachan. Even if they do close up the whole window, tzrichim bitul. No, there you do need nullification. Kedemuchem perkliach. But like it's obvious from the Gemara Babasa daf yitesim a base, because there the Gemara brought. That there's a box full of straw, and there's a barrel full of dried figs. If you put it by the window, so you see that if you would take away the barrel, that the straw and the dried figs would be able to stand by themselves, then there would be chaitzis. If not, it wouldn't be chatzitz. The Gemara explains over there, too much straw that has rotted, and it's not fit for his animals, and therefore he's mavatl over there. So we see that even though it closed up the whole window, as the Gemara had qualified that, it's not going to be chaitzis in front of the tumah unless you mevatel over there, and that it's not fit for his animal. So we see, unlike what we established before, if it closed up the whole thing, you don't need bittel, but by things that are not kalem, like straw and dried figs, that then you would have to be mevatel over there, even if it takes up the whole space. Now, however, this was all, this taste is, previous taste is going rash interpretation of what Mukhni is. But Rabbeinu Tam ain't near lafarsh the Mukhni haba oifen. It doesn't like to interpret that Mukhni is, like Rashi said, that it's a wheel. Because the ain't derech lanich moisa loifen, the whole case the Mishnah was speaking about was talking that putting money on this Mukhni. It says it's not the norm to put money on a wheel. The Tani that we're going to learn in that Mishnah, the ain't goyren loisa b'shabbos, not allowed to move this Mukhni on Shabbos, but man sheyesh ala mois when there's money in it. What type of case is that? When there's money on the wheel, why would there be money on the wheel? So Mefarash actually explains the Mukhni, Hainu, like from the Shoyrish, Hainu Ken Shal Shida. It's the buses, it's the base of the wagon. Kamayas Sakir Vesakan, like we find the Pasuk in Shema Islamid, by the Kir, which is the water basin, and its base, which we see that's the word of Mukhni, of Ken. Or Kamay Machinis B'Malachim, like we find Malachim, Pirish, what does that mean? Buses. It's a base, Shal Shida Menachas Lav, that the wagon is put on it. B'yesh b'shida nekev mitachtan. What's the actual mechanics? This box, the shida, has a hole on the bottom, k'neged ha-mukhni, opposite the area of where the mukhni is, which is the base on the bottom. The Hebrew basic forest, and he learns that, yes, it is in the cemetery, like the way Rashi said it. But tumah nechnasas derech nekev b'shida. And the tumah enters through the hole in the shida. And what's the chiddush that the Mishnah is saying? The ina mukhni mitzelis. And although the mukhni, the base is there on the bottom, it does not protect. Why not? Ki mishinish matter, since it's removable, so ve'im avat leisishem. So they don't nullify it over there to be part of the shida permanently, and therefore it's not going to save. And umari nami she'in system is called nekav, like we explained before. And it's also talking about that where it doesn't close up the whole hole. Elamana etes leisim impersechtavak. Rather, it diminishes the hole from being the size of a hand breath. Like we explained before, but since it's not mavatl, so therefore it's not going to be considered as if it's closing up even that amount, and it will still be considered pesach tefach, and therefore it will be mekabel tumah, and all the vessels inside will become tummy. Now, but Rabbeinu Tam qualifies with Tzorchlam. What you have to say is the Ma'ir Shein a Tumah Keneged a Nekev, but it can't be literally that the Tumah beneath from the cemetery is literally opposite the hole of that Shida of the wagon, because the Kshat Tumah Neged a Nekev. Because if the Tumah is actually directly opposite the hole, I feel like Ein B'Pesach Tavach. Then even if it doesn't have a hand breath, by Kazav Oila, the Tumah would still go straight up. And even if you said that the Mukhni would be the night, it still would become Tumah. Kadam parak kama the sukkah, like the Gemara says in the first parak in sukkah of Yitzchesim and Aleph, that aruba bebayis, there's a skylight in the house, ve'im bebesech tefach, and it doesn't even have the hole the size of a hand breath. So tumah can neged aruba if the tumah is directly opposite the skylight. So kolabayis tar, the whole house is tar. Why? And again, the opening of the skylight is less than a tefach, but since it's directly beneath it, lefisha bekas vayla, we say it shoots straight up and goes right up. So we see that it is considered as if it's going through there and not staying, let's say, in this oil. The Gemara Chulin of Kof Chayim Amid Beis brings this Mishnah that chavile hamita, the ropes of the bed, which these are ropes which they used to rope a bed so that you could put a bedding on top of it, and besarigi chaleinis v'chulu, or the ropes that are used by a window to protect from a window, pirson ala meis ba'avis. So if they're spread over a dead person in the airspace, in other words, not when they're on the roof. But the holes are considered like closed up. So hanegei can neged a neged if someone touches opposite the hole. So tummy, so it's going to be tummy because it's in the holes. It's not in the ropes itself. So he's like being mal ala meis. He's right over the dead person. Shelo can neged a neged if he's not touching opposite the holes, rather opposite where the ropes are. So then tar is going to be tar because since the ropes are not mekabel tuma, so they chutz b'fnei tuma. Now it says Taisis v'hasim over there ain ben a kavim. The you don't have in the holes of these ropes to be pesach tefach, the size of a tefach. How do you know that? Because the Tani Reisha, the Reisha there teaches the mafsig bin bayis la'aliyah, that these ropes separate between the lower story and the upper story. If you mavatle to the roof of the house, that they should stay there permanently. Now, if the holes in the ropes themselves had a handbreadth opening, then you cannot consider that as closing off from the lower story and the upper story, because it has holes the size of a handbreadth. So you see that even though the holes are not a pesach tefach, but we see still when the tumah is directly opposite the hole, we consider shooting straight up, and if someone puts his hand up, there's going to be tummy. So again, you see this concept that for just to qualify this interpretation of Bein Tam, that we're saying that the mukhni that's beneath it is the ken, is the base, that it's not going to protect and diminish it to be less than pesach tefach. But again, it has to be talking about that it's not directly beneath the hole, because then even if it was diminishing, it would still be tummy, the kalim inside, because it would shoot straight up, even though it's less than the pesach tefach. The next text, the Masechta, begins with the words of the Gemara, in gari noisa b'shabbos, we're now going to pull it on Shabbos, b'zman sheish lo mois, this wheel, when there's money on it. The text explains that the wheel that's attached to the wagon, you're allowed to move it if it's attached to the wagon, even if there is money. Because the Mishnah Kalim was saying, you're not allowed to move the wheel on Shabbos when there's money on it. Now, Mefarishri, the Re explains, because the Kashin Shmet is like we explained that Mishnah, because since it's removable, so he klib yifnei atzma. This is the understanding of the halacha. So it's considered its own utensil, and it's its own utensil. It's a basel dava asu, so they're not allowed to move it because it has the money on it. But if it wasn't removable, then actually mutar l'gur, you'd be able to move the wheel, even if there's money on it. Why? Since the money's not on the wagon itself, she correctly which that's a primary vessel. So actually it's permitted even if there's money on the wheel, because the it's considered secondary to the wagon, and the wagon's not muksa because it's not a buses. So actually you'd be able to move the wheel even though it has money on it, because the primary, which is what qualifies this vessel, which it's attached to, which is the wagon, does not have the money on it. The next text, the message begins the words of the Gemara, ha'ein ole mois, if there's no money on it, shari it's permitted. Avakav dav ole kol bein hashmashes, even if the money was on it, the whole bein hashmashes. So here's come to explain that why can't we explain that the wheel that doesn't have money that's permitted to move it is talking about where you forgot the money of it. And that is, the Gemara brought that the bed that doesn't have money on it, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Now, that's specifically if the money was not on the Bein HaShmashos. But if the money was on the Bein HaShmashos, then you're not allowed to move it, even if there's no money on it right now, because Mikedis Katsuyot Bein HaShmashos, Katsuyot L'Kul Yom, that was the original halacha the Gemara was talking about. And that Ula asks from this Mishnah of this Muchni of this wheel, we see that one of the halachas is we're saying since it can be detached, it's not considered attached to the wagon. And we said if there's money on it, you can't move it. Now it sounds like from the Mishnah that if there's no money on it right now, you're allowed to move it, even if it was on it the whole ben hashmashes. And we don't see make this katzil ben hashmashes. So that's the question that the taste of Masl is quoting. Even if it was the whole ben hashmashes, that's the Gemara's question. But on the Gemara's question, Kashalar Rashba, the Rashba was bothered. The Maipar, what's the Gemara's big question and debunking that we see that you don't say the principle Migdiskatsulabinashmaskatsulakulayimam? Why? Look, Mabishikh. Very simple. Say the Mishnah over there is Toma, well, you forgot the money on the wheel. Allahi, and that's why Ainulamois if the money's not on it right now. Avagav Devala Kalabinashmash, yeah, even if it was on it all twilight, shards permitted. Kanama Paraknight, the Gemara says later on the Kufim Bays and Mabays. Regarding money that was on a pillow, you said you allowed to shake the pillow and that they fall off, and we don't say it becomes a bustle double asa because it wasn't intentionally placed over there. And then we could explain the other halacha that Bisman Shayeshla Mois Aslagar, when it says if the money's on it, that you're not allowed to drag the wheel, is a filibashachach, yes, even if you forgot it. Because you tilt will gummer, because that's a bona fide moving of the money, which is forbidden because of mukta. The kamash man, that's what we'd be telling you, the be'enanishmetis, that yeah, if it's not removable, shari lagaira tilt will gummer, that you'd be able to move it a full fledged moving, even if the money's on it, like we said before, because it would be considered as part of the wagon. So why can't we say and answer the Gemara's question that it's talking about b'shachach, and then there's no question? So Matarz, the Rashba answers no. We have to be saying that it must be talking about where it was intentionally placed, and therefore then you can't give the answer that it's forgot. Why? Because the ha'en gerin isa mashma, this that it says there in the Mishnah that you can't pull the wheel, sounds like in all situations, meaning a filat tzarich mekayma, even if you wanted the place of the wheel. Now, but the problem is, if the case was talking about you forgot the money on there, harminim paragnaital, the Gemara over there in paragnaital says, loishan, we didn't learn that you're allowed to shake off the pillow to take to get the money off of it. That's is ella letzayruch. Meaning this, that we said that you're not allowed to move the pillow when you're only allowed to shake off the money. You're not allowed to move the pillow when the money's on it. Says the Gemara, that's limited because ella letzayruch gufer. Only if you want to use the pillow for something. Aval tzayruch become if you want the place of where the pillow is. That actually metaltle v'oynulav. That you're actually allowed to move the pillow with the money on it. Now the problem is, but here we're saying that you now let him move it, which sounds like in all situations, even letzarech mekaymai, but that would be contradictory. If you forgot the money on it, then it would be permitted to move letzarech mekaymai, and if it's obvious that it's not too much shachach, but rather monach, and therefore the Gemara cannot have given the answer that the Rashba was asking. Now the next words over here, the parentheses, big discussion in the Mefarshim. Mashar writes that it doesn't belong here, it belongs at the end of the next tesis. Some delete these words. However, the words are as follows. Amiyu, however, mita sheyichda, a bed that was designated, and you placed money on it. So ikalameima, says tesis, what you could say is, the maidir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would agree to this halacha. The kapda lev, and the fact that you're particular regarding this bed, miyachad la makam. So you're designating for it to be a place that this has a certain permanence, because that's it. No one's sleeping on this anymore. This is for money now. So Rav Shimon would agree to this, that it would be considered muktzah. Why? Because I mean, Bereish Kolakim, the Gemara says later on, Kof Chof Gimel Manav, it says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, keeping the Kopit Allah, since you're particular about this thing, Miyachal HaMokim, you designate a place, and everyone's going to agree it's going to be muktzah. Oh, Pirsha Beintam, Rav Beintam over there explains, who's this Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees? That's the Rav Shimon. And therefore, here also, we're saying that everyone would agree, even that of Reb Shimon, because it's like miyachad l'makom. Now, but then Tais is bothered. V'had the park le'el mener. So then, what's this that we had previously asked regarding from a lamb? Says Tais is, hayin mishum she'in l'chalik. I mean, we had asked regarding the lamb. What's the difference? What do you mean? A lamb is more severe than a bed. What do you mean? Hayin mishum, yes. She'in l'chalik be'mit l'shar dvarim. Because we shouldn't be differentiating between the bed and other things. Only if you put money on it. But if you didn't put money in it, yeah, then we're asking that it's not going to be more severe than a lamp. But it says Taisa Lefizia, based on this, Taisa previously asked on Rashi's interpretation, Shapirish, that he explains the Daik Midiktani, that the whole question was an inference from the fact that we learned Abalo Yashon, but not an old lamb, which Taisa had a question, a difficulty with that. What do you mean? So, but based on what we're saying over here, we see that a bet actually could be more severe because it's in contrast to a lamp, it's like a yichtu lo mokum, it's like a medikopet ala, and therefore, and we say even Reb Shimon would agree, so therefore maybe actually that it would make sense that we could see that a bet is more severe than that of a lamp.